Robert Wilburn, W-I-L-B-U-R-N, Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T. Mr. Wilburn is a 83-year-old, almost 84-year-old gentleman, currently on hospice with history of blank. Patient is able to ambulate still somewhat at a high risk of fall. Patient is in a hospital bed. Has been sleeping 16 to 18 hours a day. Patient is given morphine around the clock. ADL dependent, bowel and bladder incontinent. Patient has had tremendous weight loss, which is unavoidable. Has become much more lethargic, both related to his diagnosis as well as his medication. Has decreased skin turgor, ADL dependency, I said that. Patients was able to ambulate with a walker, but no longer able to since he's totally and completely bedbound. Let's put that in there. Thank you. Okay, just leave that blank and I'll fill it out later. Thank you. As far as he's on hospice with blank. Thank you. Next person is Donna, D-O-N-N-A, Matlock, M-A-T-L-O-C-K. Mrs. Matlock is a 55-year-old woman currently on hospice with history of COPD. Patient is short of breath at all times, uses O2, uses NEB treatments, has air hunger, confused, ADL dependent, decreased appetite, tachycardic, right-sided heart failure. Requires pain medication and anxiolytics to help her symptoms. Patient has had protein calorie malnutrition. 2 liters oxygen keeps her O2 sat around 97%. KPS has dropped on the left side to 19 centimeters. Patient requires NIP treatments and with albuterol on a regular basis, requires morphine for pain. Overall prognosis is poor given natural progression of his disease. Most likely has, of her disease, most likely has less than 6 months to live. Her KPS score, by the way, is at 40%. With increased bouts of confusion related to hypoxemia. Thank you. Yes, sir.